talking of the Isle of Wight Festival, we're going to hand you over now to Josh Peverley and some lovely young ladies as well.
Hello, everyone on the phone. We should have Stooshie, am I right?
Hello. Hi.
Hello, how are you? Are you well?
You're all right. Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. You?
I'm very good, thank you. Firstly, welcome to Vectis Radio. You are live on air on this
fine
Thursday evening. That's okay. Have you got snow where you are or not?
Where are we at the moment? We're in Mount Maison in Manchester. I can't see snow. It's raining now.
Oh, so we haven't had any snow on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, that's lucky for you.
Well, not really.
No, you like snow?
I like snow. So it means I get time off. College and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So firstly, are we all nice and comfy before we set off?
Very comfortable. Yeah, all of us are chilling on the beds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, Stooshie, you're a new girl group. You were nominated for the BBC Sound of 2012 and T4 Rising Stars 2012. How did that feel?
It's quite overwhelming because we actually never expected or even thought we would ever be nominated for that list. So I just think we're just very lucky and we've been very happy with all the information, all the news that we've had so far. So yeah, it's been really good.
All right, and what makes Stooshie different from the likes of Girls Aloud, the Parade, the Saturdays?
We like to say no rules. That's what it is. We're not afraid to say what we want to say, dress how we want to dress, and do what we want. So I think that's what sets us.
That's the attitude. The attitude, isn't it? Now,
yeah,
where did the name Stooshie come from?
I'm not sure if you guys know what stush means, but in London, we use stush in everyday language, and it's when a girl thinks she's too pretty or too nice, but we didn't like that meaning. So when we looked in the Urban Dictionary, it means stoned. It can mean a mystery or something hidden away. So we like the different contrast of meanings, took that on board. You can take us how you want to take us. And then the she for girl power. So, yeah.
Oh, well, now, how did you Stooshie get together? I mean, did you all meet and let's make a girl group, or did you put
each
together?
Other, but Courtney's good at this question. This is Courtney's question. She knows what to say. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, basically how we met. Me and Alex at separate times were shopping in Topshop in Bluewater, and I literally had just finished school, went over there with my friend, and a crazy stylist who's friends with our creative director, Joe Perry. She spotted me. I poked my head around the side of the curtain at the changing room, and she was like, "Oh, you look quite cool. Can you sing?" I really didn't take her seriously. I was like, "Yeah, all right." And that was the same with Alex as well. And so, yeah, we ended up going down to where our studio is now and being put in the band. And then Karis, she knew our creative director from before, and she called her up on New Year's Day when she was curing her hangover. And she got her in the band, and then that was it. We just kind of clicked. But it's strange because Karis and me live 5 minutes away from each other, and Alex and Karis have a lot of mutual friends. So as cheesy as it sounds, it's almost fate.
Oh, wow. It reminds me of Bebo. I don't know why. Fate brought us together. Back in the days of Bebo. Is he somebody, similar story, somebody said that to me at Man Two Swords, can you sing? And I never took it seriously at all. But I went in the exit. Have you been to Man Two Swords?
No, it's not. No. That's one place I haven't been to.
You've got to go there. I went there a couple of weeks ago. Now,
isn't there a scary bit, though, at the bottom?
There is. But you can go around it if you like. But they've got an X Factor booth there, which I didn't know about.
Oh, that's cool.
And you get to sing. Now, apparently, I don't know if this is true, but apparently you like to cause havoc.
Of course we like to cause havoc. Good havoc, though.
Now, what havoc have you caused, then?
What havoc have we caused, girl?
Havoc.
We cause havoc all the time, but one little thing we did, I'll just let you in a little secret, we went to Amsterdam. We went to Amsterdam as a group, and I'm not sure. I feel like I should pass the phone over to Al to explain, because it was to do with Alex, but I'm not sure whether she's... No, in fact, you tell it better.
Get her to explain it.
Oh, look, he wants you to explain it, Al. Hello.
Hello. Right, you've got to explain this now.
Okay, oh, gosh. We went to a sex show, and basically it was only us four, us three, and a one guy in there, and a stripper asked us to go on stage. So I was like, okay, let's play the game. We'll go on stage, dance with her for a bit, and then she was like, she wanted us to eat bananas off of her. As soon as the girl saw that, they ran off stage. But I was like, okay, let me go along with this. So I ate a banana off her chest, and the girls will never ever let it down for me, but yeah, that's what I did. So yeah, that's what I thought.
Blimey. Now, your new single featuring Trevor McCoy is called Love Me, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're going to be playing that very soon. But how long's this taken to make and put together?
He's our label mate.
And we had a few people like sending in their verses on the track, and it kind of like we're just lucky that he had the best vibe. He was like the nicest guy, and it just kind of worked, and he got the whole stushiness. So we met him. He's a great guy, so it worked really well. We're very lucky to have him on the track.
You are. Now, you're playing the Isle of Wight Festival this year on the same day and stage as the likes of KTB, Magnetic Man, Retro 2, Professor Green, Louis Kessie, and how does that feel?
I know. Hi, it's Caris, by the way. Alex is passing over the phone. Hello. Yeah, I think it's really amazing, like, because we've only just been together for a year, so all these things are happening, it's really overwhelming, and we're friends with a lot of the artists, and because we've looked at them as our idols for the past couple of years to work towards, it's really overwhelming, the fact that we're on this, like, the same platform as them at Isle of Wight and stuff, so... Very fun. It's amazing.
I've just been looking at the lineup, and I mean, there's a legendary Bruce Springsteen headline on Sunday. It's Pearl Jam, Tom Petty, The Darkness Elbow, Jesse J. It's a big lineup. Do you think you'll stay around for the duration of the festival and catch some other bands, or have you got to shoot straight off after the show?
We always, when we do festivals, we always stay for the whole day because it's nice to kind of feel the vibe. On gigs, we kind of tend to leave straight away and get home and get some sleep, but definitely where festivals are a daytime thing, we'll be hanging around.
That's good. Now, none of you have any problems with catching a ferry, do you?
Pardon? With what?
With catching a ferry. Because, I mean, you've got to catch a ferry to the Isle of Wight, haven't you?
Of course not. No, actually, do you know what? I think Alex gets seasick. Or is it Courtney that gets seasick? They both do.
Oh, you do. You're going to, of course, have it. I was going to say.
We'll probably have to stay overnight or something. But I think there might be an issue actually.
Oh dear, did you know that I've seen people that can actually drive that ferry before?
Really?
You can actually go up and drive the ferry.
Oh my god, maybe we'll have to do that and then they won't get sick because they'll be concentrating on driving the ferry. Yeah, that's a plan.
Well, you're not going to do the glamorous rock star type thing of flying by a jumbo jet, are you?
Not yet, no.
that'll be in a few years, won't it?
No, I'm joking. I think we're two kind of, we're all just three girls from South London. We get happy to be like just driven in our stushy van everywhere. We don't need to be private jetted anymore.
I saw that on your Facebook. It looks pretty good, that stushy van, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really fun. It's cool.
You're going to be coming to the Isle of Wight Festival and that?
If it can go on a ferry. Can it go on a ferry?
It can go on the ferry.
Can it? Oh my
gosh, it can go on the ferry.
Oh my gosh, we're going to try and bring it then.
Well, and at least we'll be able to find you.
Yeah, then you won't miss us.
Have you ever been to the Isle of Wight before then, or not?
No, never. No? No, I've been to the Isle of Wight, yeah, but not for the festival.
No, you've got... Well, at least you're going this year. Are you doing any... Are you doing many other festivals this year?
We tend to kind of find out, literally, like, the month before, but we've been confirmed for Wireless. Where else? There's a few others that we kind of know about, but we can't announce yet. Because
I think you're doing Count Bestall as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so, but we...
No, that one you can say, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think you can say Count Bestall now.
There you go, then. There you go.
That's good. Now, girls, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Vectis Radio this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. We'll definitely see you at the Isle of Wight Festival, won't we?
Perfect. Can't wait. Thank you.
We'll come and say hello. Now, would you be able to introduce your new single for us, which we just had to play on air?
Yes. This is Stushy. We're talking to Stushy. This is Love Me, our brand new single featuring Travis McCoy, which is out on March the 5th.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Couldn't have done it better.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
your girlfriend's got your gas. I spent most of my life chasing, now I'm tired, so we gon' have to make this fast. Second thought, hit the E-brake. Let me start the D5 up, we gon' make a freaky take. Kiss me so off right here, I'm a freak, but hey, me office with a god, I'ma leak this tape. Matter of fact, I'd rather than deal with another basket case. Oh, what a waste of a fat booty. I used to beg, but why bother when they handed it to
listen,
me?
Listen, mate, I don't mean to brag. I'm telling you, I'ma be the best you've had, so let's roll. Don't be taking your time, get it, unpack it. You know I don't do that.
That's Stucci then, and Love Me featuring Travie McCoy there, being played here on Vectis Radio. Just heard Josh P with those as well. It's 6 minutes to seven. We've got to crack on then. G and Tippers, they're standing by. They're here 7 through till 10. And then Macca with a repeat of the phone in between 10 and 11. That's how we shape up here on a Thursday. I'll be back on Saturday between 10 and 12. I'm going to take you up to the news for seven now then with Squeeze and Take Me, I'm Yours. Thank you very much for being there. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Josh. Time to go, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.